three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde, Packers Hall of Famer Mark Tauscher, live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All Studios at The Avenue. This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and sponsored by American Family Insurance on 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
The Joker was on you, but he wasn't on the floor edition. I assume Tausch has some stories, and I can't wait to hear them. Edition. How long into the show can we go without talking about Aaron Rodgers? Edition. And I can't wait to see if Tausch's pun of the day travels all the way to the Avenue. And the one call That's All Studios edition. Yeah. Of Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, and of course, WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jason Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson's in the ESPN Madison studios. And from the Avenue, sure to have a delicious lunch somewhere at the 3rd Street Market Hall, which is an amazing place, by the way. And sure to have stories from his trip to Fiserv Forum for Bucks Nugs. It is the Packers Hall of Famer. It's Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How was your evening?
My evening was okay. I had the inkling with the prize picks and with the point spread and all of that my boy wasn't going to play. Turns out the Nuggets decided they weren't going to play four of their starters. The NBA has a problem, but I still enjoyed myself. I text somebody today and they're like, well, you're a Bucks fan. Yeah, I am a Bucks fan, but I'm also a Joker fan. So I was disappointed, and I think I think most Nuggets fans, and we didn't see a full-fledged NBA game, just the way it was played out. We just didn't. The Bucks won, which was fantastic. Giannis, just what a workhorse. I think he ended up with 30-something. So that part of it was all great. It was just disappointing that the guy that I would have mirrored my game after was not allowed to play or did not play last night because of, and I quote, hamstring tightness.
Oh, tightness is, there's an epidemic of tightness in a variety of muscles in the league. That's for sure. So how did this influence your, I know you were with people you like. Yeah. I know you enjoy being on the scene. So how did this influence your enjoyment of your evening?
It didn't really. I mean, it was. I enjoyed myself. It was still fun. It just wasn't as. I wasn't as intrigued by the game as I would have been otherwise. And you know what? It's still a great experience. I love going down to Fiserv. The Bucks, all their guys played for the most part. Bobby Portis was out, but he's actually injured, and we all get that.
Yeah.
So I think if it was more, hey, he's out for a week. So if you have to rest these guys, just say we're out for a week and give us that heads up. And guys are like, well, you should have known. And you should have known it was a back-to-back. You got to look at the schedule. And I'm thinking to myself, are you nuts? That's where we're at now? That's how it is? And I was going to, like I told you, I was going to go to the game either way. I'm not going to pout and cry about it, but I can be disappointed.
You're not going to be a victim.
And I can have, I'm not going to victimize myself. I can be disappointed in how this all played out and still try to come up with a solution. When I was on with Scalzo and Brust yesterday, my solution, start the season in September, don't have back-to-backs, and they laughed me out of the gym, said that's the dumbest idea they've heard.
As a solutions-based guy, you always, almost always, because in this instance, this would be the exception that proves the rule, you almost always have a really good idea to fix things. Like, there are things that I don't even realize need fixing, and in the last 6 years, you have brought improvements. Now, how many of them have actually been installed in the various sports and walks of life? A small percentage. But you generally have really good ideas. You got nothing on this. Your ideas suck.
No,
your ideas are unrealistic. I tell that to you as your friend.
Okay, wow. That's fair. I like honesty.
But your argument about the issue is 100% clear. The problem is, the two solutions that you would suggest, either fewer games, you said yourself, there's no way that the owners are leaving all that money on the table.
I heard, and I can't steal this guy's idea.
Oh, boy.
And he has not presented it yet to the powers that be. But I'll tell you something. Oh, boy, Carmi has got a fantastic idea. I'm not going to steal it.
Oh, he's an idea guy.
He is a big ideation guy. That's why I like him. He's got some big ideas that I think are absolutely fantastic. I'll see if we can get him. I don't know if he'll jump on today, but at some point I'm going to get him to jump on. Yeah. I'm not going to steal his idea as much as I'd like to.
So from ideation to transformation, him and PDS.
Yes. So here's what happened last night. I texted you guys that some issues happened. Mm-hmm. And
yes, you did.
So, all right. This is, I just want to give a warning. This is a disgusting story. It is. Well, do you not want me to tell it, or
no? I definitely want you to, but I got a little bit of grief for the food poisoning, and I feel like
it's worse than food poisoning. It's worse.
I feel fantastic.
Oh dear!
Yeah, I didn't feel fantastic when this happened. So we're hanging out and having a Coors Light, we're enjoying the night, watching the game, even without Joker. So about the second quarter, I got to go to the bathroom. We're in a nice little setup up top, and so I go, and there is an all-gender bathroom three steps from where we're watching. And I'm thinking, I think this is cool, right? It's not one of those family ones where it's – but it's its own deal.
It's not handicapped.
It is not handicapped. And even though it is – if it is handicapped, I've now found that that is not the same as a handicapped parking space, which I was glad I was informed of. So – I don't see any other, like, usually there's men, women, and you go right, left, and blah, 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 blah. I'm going to be lazy, all right? I want to get back and watch the game. So I go to this all-gender bathroom, and it is a single, like, single door, single deal. And it's a green arrow on the thing, so it's go. It's not locked, right?
Oh, no.
So I go, and it's a door handle. I push the door handle down, and I open the door.
Oh, no.
And my eyes lock on.
Oh, no.
To somebody just dropping a Deuceler.
Oh, no.
And I go, ow! And old boy didn't even really react much. And I immediately closed the door.
Oh, no.
You shrieked.
There was eye contact. It was incredibly uncomfortable. So I honestly was thinking, this is my fault. So I shut the door. I'm like, oh, my gosh. So I walked down.
Ran down the hallway.
No, I didn't run. I walked briskly. I walked down the hallway about 100 yards, and there's a men's, women's. I go in, go to the bathroom, come back, and as I'm coming back.
Oh, no.
Who do you think comes popping out the all-gender bathroom?
I'll take awkward interactions for a million, Alex.
I immediately put the brim of my hat over my eyes, walked in, and decided to tell the story three times over. And my buddy Pete, same exact thing happened to him. He walked. He was going, because we're sitting in the same spot. Same exact thing happened to him. Same guy.
Same guy?
Yes.
Did he have food poisoning?
I did not ask. I did not want to know.
How long was he in there?
It is not, I mean, I am in no way, shape, or form in the wrong on this, correct? Do you have to knock? I did not knock. I just opened.
So I have actually been on both ends of this.
That's disgusting on both ends.
Well, so I have been the one who opened the door, but fortunately for me, the door didn't go as far open, and somebody said, hold on a minute here.
I did not sleep well last night.
I can imagine this.
Really hit me hard.
Terrorizing.
Less sleep and we'll be grumpy.
So, yeah.
Maybe.
I'm glad we could complicate matters with this experience. So that I avoided the awkward eye contact of my fellow man sitting doing his business. I also had it happen at the airport in Detroit where I think the latch was loose on the stall. But again, I caught it before there was actual entry, put my foot up, and I stopped the door. And the guy did not have to have that awkward eye contact
that
you experienced.
Eye contact is what kills you.
Yeah, that's the problem, no doubt. At least you looked at his eyes and not somewhere else.
Yeah, that's fair. So I think the rule of thumb should be, and I think we're all good with going to the all-gender bathroom, right? There's none of the, nobody has any issue with that, Jesse.
Well, the gender part's not the issue. The lock is the issue.
If it's there and it's available, it's available.
What if it was
no problem at all.
What if it was a family one, a family restroom?
Well, maybe it would have just been a diaper change, and you wouldn't have had quite the traumatic experience.
Using the family bathroom.
As we discussed the last time we had bathroom talk,
I hope Eleanor's listening.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
The family restroom should be off limits. It is not your personal stall to go take care of whatever
what
form of business.
What if you're Pancha Carming like Jason was earlier?
Yeah, I think
that could be an exception.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an exception there.
I think we agree. Don't use the family restroom unless you absolutely have to. But here's my new rule that I think we should all abide by in the bathroom world. If you have to really go and the door does not lock and it's a single stall and it's one of these situations, don't go. Walk down and go to the other bathroom. He couldn't obviously hold the door with his foot or anything else. It was
a larger distance.
He has then been walked in on 2 to 3 times. I'm sure it wasn't just Pete and myself. I'm sure other people did it too.
God.
He was probably...
All right, can I ask the question that's on at least some people's minds?
Sure, go ahead.
After Pete does this first, is there not some resolution for the bathroom user, who will not be named because we don't know him, to double-check the lock so it doesn't happen a second time?
So in a little bit of detective work, we found then someone else came in to our spot and said, the lock is broken. I don't think old boy knew the lock was broken, but how did we keep coming in if the lock wasn't
correct?
Broken? Yeah. So I guess that's a all gender bathroom up, I think, on the 3rd or 4th floor.
Outside suite 312.
Yeah, it needs to, the lock needs to be fixed. It has been very traumatic for many of us. I'm sure old boy, it was traumatic for him. Very traumatic for me, and I think Pete was... It was just an uncanny deal that really affected me. Like, I'm bothered by it.
If Joker had played, though,
I
this would have been
better.
A footnote.
If it was Joker in there, I would have been all right. I could have had a conversation with the whole
deal.
Hey,
my guy.
Not, hey, Joker, nice to see you up here. But no, so that was one of the, I guess, lowlights of the evening last night.
Lowlight, though it may have been, Jesse and I were obviously very entertained by the story. Was it received similarly in your seating section when you retold it multiple times?
Yeah, I retold it 3 to 4 times, and then when Pete had said that the same thing happened to him, and then when old boy came in and dropped the bomb, pun intended, that the lock was broke, I kind of felt for the guy a little bit. Hey, what is he supposed to do? He's probably bubble gutting a little bit, and he just wanted to get his business done. Didn't realize it was going to be to this degree. And I get it, unfortunately, but it's just still very traumatic for me.
And just to be fair here, this was more traumatic for him than you, right?
Like, I don't know that.
Yeah,
I'm telling
on.
You, I did not sleep.
He's in a vulnerable position there.
Yeah,
and
sure.
You and Pete and Repeat are walking into the bathroom and both getting, like, I understand it was traumatic for you, but it's got to be worse for the guy.
Do you
that's,
do any acknowledging? Because then when you walk by, do you just both act like nobody knew or saw anything?
I'm apologizing to him.
For what?
Hey, man.
Opening a door?
Yeah, I mean,
you are not apologizing.
I
think that is a perfect scenario to just to.
Yeah, no.
Hey, I don't think this happened. You don't think this happened. It didn't happen.
I kind of want to revel in the awkwardness a little bit. So I think I would apologize to him.
Well, I'm not apologizing for something that I don't need to apologize.
Tausch, I don't like to put you in this spot, but I think because you're you and you're very recognizable in the crowd.
Great point.
I think you should have said something to. I think a
what
lot
did
of
you, what did you want me to say to him?
Hey,
tell,
man.
All right, Jesse, you be
yep.
me.
Okay.
I walk.
Oh,
I finish the bathroom.
Role
I'm walking
play.
Back.
Yes.
I'm rattled. All right. I then pull. I walk out of the bathroom. You're walking by, and you're me. Go.
All right, well, I'm just thinking to myself right now. Mark Tauscher here. I got my Coors Lights in my hand, thinking about all the great bathrooms that I could get from Kohler Services. And oh, hey, guy. Whoa. Hey, sorry I walked in on you there earlier.
Yeah, you're a real creep. What the hell are you doing?
Well, I'm sorry. I thought it said the door was unlocked, so I thought I'd go in. I'm sorry about that. Total accident.
Well, I appreciate you, Mark. That's very nice of you to do, and I accept your apology.
Man,
even
you
don't really need to apologize.
Listen to our radio show every weekday, 9 to noon on ESPN Wisconsin. Yeah.
All right. Now,
hey, aren't you Chad Clifton?
The more you know what? I was very complimented last night as I was going through the security line.
Oh, boy.
No. Brian Bulaga. Hey, you Bulaga's brother. And I said, in a way. in a small way, I am, yeah.
That's amazing.
But then I said, but I'm much better looking than him. And then the security guy's like, no, I don't think so.
Oh!
Which was kind of a
burn.
Slap to the face. So I kind of got the because Blue's a cut up. Like, Blue's in good shape. So I felt, you know, pretty doggone good about that piece of it. But no, then he kind of threw some shade back at me. And that's probably what I deserved out of the whole deal. So. All in all, successful night outside of creeping on some pooper. Other than that,
what?
Pretty good deal.
Why is it that it seems like every time you go somewhere, something show-worthy happens. The last time something
similar...
That's what
happens when you leave your basement, Jason.
No, because nothing happened interesting when I went for coffee with Tony yesterday. I mean, we're just two guys talking. But Gina Della's steak falls on the floor. You walk in on a guy pooping. Like, it's always something with you.
Yeah, I don't know if I manifest these scenarios to come up. I don't know. I just don't know. But what I do know is if your energy bill, you want your energy bill to be much more delightful, even when the weather outside is frightful, you better join up with Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin and their energy-efficient windows that keep that cold air outside where it belongs. And January's running out. You can kick those January blues when you choose to book by the 31st. 0% interest up until the year 2029. You heard that right. Jesse, what is today?
Today is the... 26th of January.
He
wasn't at his microphone.
Well, if you were on the video chat,
this
you would know, Tausch.
This is my bit that I'm doing. It is 5 days. You only have 5 days to get this deal. And Gina is going to be very, very stern on this. No more deals that great up until January 31st. You have 5 days to get 72 months of no interest. And with the Fed raising everything up and prices going through, you better do it now. Visit PellaWI.com today. Certain restrictions do apply.
I don't know if there are other stories from last night's night out with Tausch at Bucks Nuggets, but if there are, hopefully they're not quite as awkward. Next, it's Wildy and Tausch. We will move on from Tausch's awkward bathroom interaction. But not until we've checked the ESPN Wisconsin talk and text line for your thoughts on it. Jesse,
oh,
I'm guessing.
Oh, I was wondering, So is there, because listen, I want to share as much in my life as I can on air. That's the job. That's, and I enjoy it.
Mm-hmm.
I was wondering last, is this a bridge too far? And I'm guessing the talking text line is saying yes.
I don't know that. I would say this. I would be curious to know if this would have been something you would have shared had the roles been reversed.
Ooh. Why wouldn't I have?
Well, I guess, but you're in,
now,
again,
granted,
a more
I'm
compromised
say this,
position.
I feel a lot better that I was in my position compared
Correct.
To old boy's position.
That's my point, yes.
And it could have been old girl. I think. Do you,
True.
You feel better
I thought
if it
of
was
that
old,
too.
I feel better that it was old boy than it would have been old girl. You know, if it would have been Big Mike instead of Big Linda, I think I'd feel better that it was Big Mike.
Jesse, what's the text line?
Very, say? Very, very frustrating.
Now that's the image. Zerion in Canton, Ohio, texted at 844-770-3776, asking the question you just said. Would it have been more traumatizing if it was the opposite gender? Ooh. All bad, no matter what.
Yeah, I think it would have been worse. If it was Big Linda, I think I probably am. I might not sleep for a month.
I still think if it's Big T sitting down, though, I think it's worse than being the seer rather than the...
I don't think anybody's arguing that. Yeah, it would have been a lot worse. But I still would have told the story because it still happened.
I respect your commitment to the show, buddy.
Levi and Plover says...
You would have, too.
I am not... I don't know if I'm telling that story or not, frankly. It might
so
be a
you'll
bridge
tell
too far
stories
for
about... coaches, Dan Quinn, that don't wash their hands when they go to the bathroom, but you wouldn't tell a story like that.
I think I would tell it if I was in the same scenario as you. If it was someone walking in on me, I'm not sure I would be quite as eager to tell the story.
Okay. All right. What else you got, Jesse?
Levi in Plover says, while he was laughing during the story, we finally found a topic that makes him want to hear more about Aaron Rodgers.
Oh, interesting.
Nice text.
Okay. Well, good
That's
news. Good news.
Paul in a Peterbilt,
oh,
among
nice.
Among several people, Jamie and Mequon also pointing out that it was interesting that this story took place while the Bucks were playing the Nuggets last night.
Oh, yeah.
That's funny.
Kind of pun of the day, I guess, if you want to think of it that way. And then Erica in Milwaukee texts in, Tausch, do you think that you are Wisconsin famous enough that people recognize you? Could this guy be telling the story to people he knows today? Hey, you'll never guess who walked in on me when I was in the bathroom last
That's a
night.
Great question,
Outstanding
Erica.
Question.
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that. And I don't want to know the answer to that. Some things are best left as a mystery. That might
if
be
you were the guy who was in the bathroom when Tausch walked in, 844-770-3776.
I think that's one. I think we can move on. I think we're good to move on, right? I think we told the story. I think we move along.
We did have a text from the 262 number. It said, just think if this guy is also a fan of the show listening right now, he's now reliving it for a third time. The initial interaction, seeing you when he walked out, and now hearing about it on the radio this morning.
Plus Pete!
Pete also saw it. Pete was also a little traumatized.
All right, so we're going to put an end to this conversation. Is that officially our
yes,
show position?
I would vote to. I would make that a statement. Yes.
All right, well, then let's chill. Let's crack open a Coors Light.
I thought for sure. No. I'm going to call an audible here. I think we need to get Kohler Services over to Fiserv. And work on the locks, the toilet. I think that is what I think we need to do. And if you, after that, I needed a brand new shower as well. And I want to tell you, if you need a brand new shower, you need a new toilet, you need a new lock on your bathroom door, Kohler Services is where you need to go. A local, end-to-end bath and shower design and remodel service brought to you by Kohler. Family-owned in Wisconsin for 150 years. Premium, top-of-the-line quality. Ain't going to have no door lock break on you with Kohler. Kohler is the only manufacturer offering fast, professional installation and care for life. Start enjoying your bath or shower. I know I will. This year, with a special offer, visit KohlerServicesWI.com today and tell them that I sent you. Again, that's KohlerServicesWI.com.
And if you want to share the story that Tausch just did, you could share that with them as well. We'll shift gears and make Levi and Plover happy and discuss a little Aaron Rodgers next. It's Wildy and Tausch. So we started the week with me out and no one entering the bathroom when I was in it. And we called in reinforcements. And our buddy Bob Deboldski jumped on the program. Well, you know how we love him when he's bold, right, Tausch?
That's, I do. Yep.
We get after him. We want him to be bold. You have influenced him to such a degree that he thinks about you when he writes things or says things on television now, because he wants to make sure they're sufficiently bold that you will not be critiquing the quality of his boldosity.
He told us that again on Monday.
Yeah, I like that a lot, that he jumped up to number one in my power rankings. Oh, Spoon was one, now it's Rob, Spoon, and then you're third. That's pretty good.
No, I thought I was still after your big Schneidman guy. Bill Huber.
Yeah, those guys are all good, too. But, don't sell yourself short. You're always going to be on the medal stand.
Tremendous slouch.
You do like Hubes. You love saying Hubes.
I do like Hubes. Hubes is very good. I agree. Yeah, maybe Jason is. Maybe you fell off the medal stand.
Yeah,
okay.
me and Matt Hamilton, fourth place finishers. So, Jeremy Fowler, Rob's colleague at ESPN, did a piece where he was surveying anonymous NFL executives.
Ugh.
What's the ugh?
I mean, okay. I mean, I'm interested to hear it, but ugh.
I don't know who his executives are because...
Oh, they're anonymous.
Well, they're anonymous.
It's meant to not know if you're anonymous. So, yeah.
So he did some...
I wish Old Boy was... I'm glad Old Boy is anonymous from last night.
He did some bold predictions. Would you like to hazard a guess as to what he predicts as far as one Aaron Charles Rodgers?
I think his big, bold prediction is going to be that Aaron Rodgers ends up with the Las Vegas Raiders.
No.
That just shows you that I didn't cheat and read ahead.
So the teams that he discusses in this piece, and, you know, I get along great with Jeremy. He's one of their rising stars at ESPN. He's got a lot of Wildy to him. He's a huge hedger. Like, they would never put me in that role, but he's handsome and does a really good job on television, so they don't mind how hedgy he is compared to a guy like me.
I don't think they care about looks on TV.
No, not at all. But he's super hedgy. And so, you know, there's a lot of moving parts here. Many of the execs see Green Bay keeping Rodgers no matter what. But then he says, basically, he's either going to the Jets or the Colts.
Well, if Jeff Saturday's coaching the Colts, he's not going to the Colts.
I would agree. If you were to power rank, I know we do power rankings on Tuesdays, not Thursdays, but I give Jeremy credit for giving me this idea as I was reading through the rundown. If you were to power rank the three non-Packers teams that you believe Rodgers will end up with potentially, what would they be?
Ooh, I like this game.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, I think... Nathaniel Hackett goes to the Jets. I think the Jets, just because of what Peter King's reporting would be, I look at the Jets as one.
Agreed.
Panthers. Keep the Carolina Panthers there. I think Carolina's an intriguing one. I know it's an NFC team. I think
heads New York, tails Carolina?
Something like that. I don't think Vegas is a real... I know everybody kind of wants to link them there. I don't necessarily think that's the other spot. My third pick And this is the one I think is probably the most viable outside of the Jets. The Miami Dolphins.
Really?
Wow.
They have draft capital. They have probably the two most explosive wide receivers. Got a lot of young talent. And they got a coach that is Matt LaFleur-esque. Why not?
Who vapes on the sidelines.
It's incredibly warm down there. I think he likes it a little warmer. It's metropolitan. It's got the big vibe. There's it's closer to his spot in Tennessee. I like that fit for him.
So we actually only have one team in common on our lists.
I like that. I like that.
We do have the same number one. I do think, and I'm not influenced by Greeny apparently offering up his palatial estate in Manhattan, but I do think the Jets make the most sense. He really likes Robert Saleh. They did interview Nathaniel Hackett. If they think they could, if they like Nathaniel Hackett enough to hire him regardless, but if they also think hiring him improves the chances of an Aaron Rodgers trade.
I'd wait on this one to make sure Aaron Rodgers is coming. And it's not Zach and Hack. Zach and Hack would not be Sack.
Sack! So the Jets, number one. I will go, I'd like to build up to number one normally, but since I agree with you, I just gave it to you. Number three, the Las Vegas Raiders. I do think that that's a possibility if Tom Brady doesn't beat him there. Now, do I think Rodgers would love working with Josh McDaniels? I would say this. I got the feeling when they hired Matt LaFleur and they were going through the process, I got the feeling that Aaron Rodgers wasn't particularly enamored with the possibility of playing for Josh McDaniels. So I don't know if that would be a positive in his pros and cons of going to the Raiders. But would it? What? Maybe Davante Adams tells him, hey, it's actually pretty good. It's not what I expected. So we'll see. But my number two, and you mentioned his living arrangements, I think it's the Tennessee Titans.
That team's no good, though.
Are they no good?
Where's
or do they just
talent?
Have...
You think you got young wideouts here? What do you got down there?
They had like 16 guys on IR like your 2010 team. Yeah. They played like 90 guys during the course of the season. They have a new GM who probably wants to make a big splash. Not only does he trade for Aaron Rodgers, but maybe he gets him a big wide receiver. You know? I like that one.
I don't know if Tennessee can take that contract on. There's just a lot of, you know, obviously Tannehill would be gone, so maybe they could. I think he likes Mike Vrabel, but
yeah,
you ain't win. You want to get down in the, I don't know. I mean,
maybe he doesn't really want to win. Maybe he just wants to play close to his new house.
I don't know if that's viable, but it's definitely would make my top five. Is Tennessee.
You're telling me that Aaron Rodgers would want to go play for a coach that has won a lot of games but hasn't had postseason success, traded their best wide receiver last offseason, and was the number one seed in their conference and missed the playoffs this most recent year?
Wow, there's a lot of symmetry there.
Interesting.
Pretty good, Jesse. He'd get Cobber down there, though, because Cobber's got a place down there. Yes. Maybe get Clay Matthews to play. Cliffy lives down there. Cliffy could play left tackle. I think Mason Crosby might be moving. They get a new kicker. So Tennessee's starting to become more and more viable as you start breaking this down.
Jesse, what's your top three?
Indianapolis is an interesting one, and that's mentioned in this article from Jeremy Fowler, because they have some of the pieces in place that he'd be looking for. It's indoors, where we know he plays pretty well. So I'm going to put them at number three, also because it's the AFC South, and as good as Jacksonville looked at the end of the year, it's a very winnable division if he wants to try and get a inside track to the playoffs in that conference. So Indianapolis is in the running for me. Tennessee, for the reasons that Jason said, although that one, because of the similarities to the Packers, I think there's... It's probably not the best fit for him.
That was a really good point you made, Jesse. I'll give you that.
And I would agree the Jets are number one. I don't think he would want to be traded to the Jets, though, because Brett Favre was traded to the Jets. And for as much as he wants his legacy to be different than that, to be the exact same ending seems like something he would not want to go through.
And I would respond to that by saying Brett Favre's trade to the Jets was not I'm going to go win a Super Bowl for the Jets. His trade to the Jets was, they won't let me go to Minnesota. I need to go play somewhere for a year so I can get to Minnesota. I don't believe he ever intended to spend more than a year with the Jets. I think he always thought, all right, I got to spend 1 year in this purgatory they call New York so I can get to Minnesota and stick it to Ted. So I think in Rodgers' case it would look different, but you're right. The similarities, we would all talk about them. We would all notice them for sure.
Well, we notice them now anyway, so who cares? I think if he thinks he can win there and he'd be differentiating himself if he won
big
in the Big Apple.
But we agree. I was talking about this with Jen, Gabe, and Chewy this morning. Jen, Gabe, and Chewy, 7-9 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee. We agree that we still believe the most likely scenario, although not as certain as we felt about it a year ago, is him coming back here. We still think that's the most likely scenario.
Yes, but it feels different.
Agreed. Agreed.
But it would make the most sense still. But then I'm telling you, I think Jordan Love, if that happens, I think Jordan's got to push his way out. And I don't know if Green Bay, they have, I think Jordan needs to stand up and say, no, it's Aaron or me, and make them make a tough decision. Because if you just let it be status quo, it's going to be status quo.
We'll talk more about Jordan Love at the top of the 10 o'clock hour. But speaking of the Packers, the Jets, and Hall of Fame quarterbacks, Mike Tannenbaum, our old buddy from the 33rd team and ESPN, had some thoughts on the parallels. We'll hear from him coming up. Tausch, I know you really wanted to talk about bathrooms today, so you talked about Kohler Services earlier. Would it be okay if you could tell us about your beverages from last night instead of your bathroom interruptions?
Indeed. A lot of chilling. After I saw the news flash up on the screen, no Joker, none of the other starters, and one starter in the Nuggets lineup, I was hot. So I needed to chill. So I grabbed me a Coors Light, brewed with a three-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it was cold packaged. So it is made to chill, and it made me chill. The mountains on Coors Light's cold-activated bottles and cans, they turned blue. And that's when I knew it was chilled to perfection. That's why it's Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
We'll hear from Mike Tannenbaum, who traded as the GM of the Jets for Brett Favre. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.
You're listening to Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN. Missed any of the show? Find us on Wisconsin On Demand wherever you get your podcasts. It's free, it's everywhere, and it's for you.
I should have walked, but I never had the chance. Everything got out of hand, and I let it slide. Now I only have myself to blame for falling.
So I made a reference to The Dark Knight on Twitter earlier today, about being the villain. I've got another Dark Knight reference for you right now.
Going to Gotham.
No, when the Joker says, "Here we go." Hit the breaking news sounder, Jesse.
Oh, baby, now this is some breaking news.
I'm not sure if Adam Schefter is referring specifically to this program or not. A gift to sports talk radio for days to come. The New York Football Jets have hired Nathaniel Hackett as their new offensive coordinator. Tausch, moments ago, you said, I might want to hold off on that. Make sure your Jets are lined up for takeoff, if you will. It's happening. This was Robert Saleh. According to Ian Rappaport, this was Robert Saleh's number one choice. He interviewed 15 people for this job, apparently. His number one choice was Nathaniel Hackett. And Nathaniel Hackett, it shall be. Your thoughts?
I think for all of us that thought the Jets were number one on the power ranking list of potential trade destinations, I don't think we've been swayed anywhere else but thinking it's the New York Jets if he does get traded. So I asked yesterday, you know, where we were at, and I said, you know, I think listening the last 2 weeks, it felt more than 50% that he does get traded. This news doesn't change that at all. Matter of fact, it sways it the other way. But let's remember, a lot of similar thoughts last year when Nathaniel Hackett was hired by the Denver Broncos.
No doubt. No doubt.
We had those same thoughts, but it's different this year. It just feels different. And I don't know if that's the Jordan Love component. I don't know if it's the fact the season was really disappointing. But it just feels like if the Jets offer it and Aaron Rodgers is open to it, I think there's a better than 50% chance this does happen. And I don't know if I would have never said that the last 2 years. Now I don't think you can look at this and say, well, this is just a series of coincidences. If Joe Philbin or James Campen get hired on that staff as well, then you can almost look at it. Last year when Tom Clements was hired, I said, it's done. He's back. We were right. I would say in the same respect, if one of those two go, I think Joe Philbin got let go of from the Cowboys, and James Campen is kind of
free agent,
in
flux, Carolina.
Carolina doesn't have a head coach. If James Campen is hired, not even as like the run game coordinator or tight end, I know they just hired their O-line coach. If James Campen is hired as a New York Jets coach, I almost can say book it that this is going to happen. That's where I'm at. I think it is swayed. I think the pendulum of Aaron Rodgers talk has now swayed on the other side of, I still, you know, is he going to come back? Is he not? I think it's now swayed that he's going to get traded. I don't know if you agree with me on that. It's, I would say, still at that 70%. I still think there is a big chunk of, is he actually going to let this happen? Because
correct,
he still controls it. But I would say now it's more likely than not that he does get traded.
We will explore this coming up because I know Greg Scalzo, our teammate on Scalzo and Brust,
boy,
4 to 6 each weekday.
He got after me yesterday.
I know he said something about what does Aaron Rodgers really want that we want to get to coming up in the 10 o'clock hour, too. But let's hear from Mike Tannenbaum, the former Jets GM, on Tausch's favorite program, Get Up. I would really like to see him make more appearances on Good Morning America, especially now that we have our TV installed in our living room again, so we have it on. But he talked about what his plan of attack would be if he was still with the Jets and looking to acquire Aaron Rodgers like he acquired Brett Favre back in 2008. Here is Mike Tannenbaum.
You certainly could do it. It's somewhat complicated with this contract, so you want to do it before the options exercise. But basically, you would call up Green Bay. Canley, I would have done it 2 weeks ago and say, hey, I want to talk to the agent, and I want to sit down with Aaron Rodgers and say, hey, look, I'm not looking for a two-year sort of relationship here. This is for the next 50 years. You come to New York, this could be transformative. Look at Michael Strahan. Look at Nate Burleson. You want to meet with heads of state at the UN, you want to meet with heads of media, banking, whatever you want to do, Aaron Rodgers, we are going to make this the transformative move of your life. So you can go to Tennessee and play football, but we're talking about something much bigger.
I heard, because your mic was still on.
No, I turned it on. Aaron, I think, enjoys, you know, he got to golf with Obama. I think he enjoys being around really interesting people. And obviously, New York has a ton of interesting people, whether it's real estate folks or UN. There's
Mallory Edens.
If you really think that he's going to go to the New York Jets because he can meet with various presidents
heads of state
other countries, come on, Mike.
By the way, Look, I really like Mike Tannenbaum. I would love to have him on again, Jesse. Make a note. He was great when he was on with us. He's a good dude. If he used that same sales pitch on Favre, Favre didn't appear to have much interest in meeting heads of state. He had other interests.
Yeah, but he said before that he got hunting land. I got hunting land. I think he understands. And I think the fact that A-Rod is so inquisitive and, you know, looks at things worldly, you know, I think that's why Tannenbaum's trying to show his knowledge off on what Aaron likes. But I don't think Aaron Rodgers is going to go to the New York Jets so he can have a conversation with Gary Trudeau up in Canada. I just don't think that's the case.
Gary Trudeau was the cartoonist for Doonesbury.
No, there's a Trudeau that's up in France.
I think it's Justin Trudeau.
Macron, I think.
I've heard it both
ways. Over in France. I mean, I think that's... do I think that Aaron would be interested in that? I do, but to the degree that that's a selling point, that's absurd.
What about just New York as a market and as a world...
It's not really New York. Okay,
it's New York.
Oh,
come on.
God, are we going to do this, dude?
It's not in New York, Jason. He's not.
It's 20 minutes outside of New York.
You don't know. 20 minutes in New York is 2 hours. You know the traffic patterns there. Come on.
And the not Chargers and Rams are in Inglewood, which is like, what, 45 minutes to an hour from downtown L.A.?
Listen, I think A-Rod would like that. I do think the metropolitan bigger city. I think he's on board with that. Yeah, if that's what you're asking.
No doubt. All right, so
where is your percentage at? Where are you at? We need percentages. This is what we always do with Rodgers, and we're not going to Domofsky it and be wrong by 97%.
Ouch.
But if I'm wrong here, I'm going to be wrong by 70%. I think it's swayed. I think there's more likely than not that he does get traded, and I can't believe I'm saying that.
The breaking news is that the New York Jets have hired Nathaniel Hackett as their new offensive coordinator. As our friend Rob Domofsky points out in a tweet, the Broncos tried this last year and didn't get Rodgers. Will it work for the Jets if that's their end game here? We'll talk more about this. I will give you my percentage as well coming up. But first I want to remind you that it's about time that you got a great night's sleep. Now, we know Tausch didn't because of what he witnessed in the gender-neutral bathroom at Fiserv Forum yesterday, but you could get a great night's sleep if you swing by Steinhoffel's. They've got the most highly recommended mattress in America, the Tempur-Pedic. Tempur-Pedic mattresses are designed to make aches and pains a thing of the past, even if you're struggling to fall asleep, by relieving pressure points and supporting the body as no other mattress can. Right now, Queen Tempur-Pedic start at just $40 a month when you use Steinhoffel's special 72-month financing. So be sure to shop both online and in-store. But check out steinhoffels.com to find out more. The 10 o'clock hour of Wilde and Tausch will begin in 2 minutes. It will begin with our percentages, and it will begin with further discussion of Aaron Rodgers to the J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets. Next, it's Wilde and Tausch.